T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
803-0550, 1-888-552-550 if you'd like to join us on this. On our Wester Hotline, former Bills center and current Bills analyst, Eric Wood. Eric, good morning. It's Jeremy and Sal. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're just over here locking in a Bills win over the Dolphins and asking how many points they're going to win by, because Miami is just, you know, so depleted and so, well, terrible this year. It's got to be a tough year for anybody that's down there in Miami.
It absolutely is, and one of my best friends, Ryan Fitzpatrick's down there, and I've talked to him a little bit. It is tough, and when you make those trades before the season like they did, and you get in almost an obvious tank mode, it could be tough. And at that moment, you have to treat it like you are an independent contractor, and yes, you want to go out and win games, but you know, you have to go put out a good product on the field to further your career.
We talked to a guy from Miami yesterday, WQAM, and you know, I asked him the question. Being a fly in the wall in that quarterback room between Fitz and Josh Rosen, you know, a couple of smart guys, and knowing that they're just being thrown to the lions behind that offensive line, you know, Fitz is in a different spot. He's not to say he's probably thinking about his health, but as you say, you know, an independent contractor, Eric, you'd be wondering about getting out healthy, getting out, you know, feeling okay. And if you're Rosen, you'd probably be thinking the same thing. I just think it's tough for either of these quarterbacks what you'd be asking them to do considering all the circumstances there.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you consider that they're likely tanking for the reason that they either want to take Tua in the draft this year, or maybe Herbert from Oregon, or whoever, or the following year take Trevor Lawrence. So the quarterback of the future is likely coming in. So, yes, you want to go out and be healthy. You want to put your best foot forward because – you know, obviously you want to have a career in this league. And it blew my mind. You know, I absolutely love Fitz. And in a win now mode, I understand why you start him to start the year, because he's more experienced and he's won a lot of games in the NFL. But I don't know how you don't start Rosen immediately at the beginning of the season when you have a top 10 quarterback from last year on your roster and you need to evaluate him. So I guess they are in evaluation mode now, and they're going to see what they have in Josh Rosen.
What do you think as a former player in this league about what they've done here? Because there's been a lot of talk about, you know, how the ethics of it and the safety and the standard of it for players out on the field. As a former player looking in now as an analyst, what's your take on what they've done here?
Yeah, it stinks for the guys involved. I understand the theory behind it because it's such a quarterback-driven league now and you have to have a quarterback to win. The issue I have is, okay, so let's say you take Tua this year or you take the kid from Oregon and now you have your franchise quarterback. Well, now you just traded your left tackle, your franchise left tackle, for a first and second rounder. Well, now you have to use probably that first round pick to go get another left tackle and hope that he's any good, because the guys coming out of college are getting tougher and tougher to evaluate. And so now you're using those picks to go get your left tackle again. And maybe there was more behind the Laremy Tunsil situation that met the eye. But in my mind, what it looked like was, you know, they wanted to stink bad enough so they could get the number one pick. Well, now you're biting off your nose to spite your face, because now you don't have anybody to protect them. And to me, man, unless they can truly revamp the roster extremely fast, you know, that first round quarterback, whoever they end up taking, is in for a rough year.
Eric Wood on the Wester Hotline. Eric, is there any difficulty in, if you see an opponent like this, maintaining your own sense of, not quite professionalism, but, you know, people would say trap game. You just want to make sure that you maintain your own standard?
Absolutely. And Sean McDermott, is his big thing is his process, and it's become a meme, a joke up in Buffalo, but he is all about continuous growth of the team. And it's not about the opponent. It's about, as a team, you just continue to get better and better, and then hopefully at the end of the year you're where you need to be to compete for a championship. And this is a great example of a week that they need to take that approach. You know, it's easy to get up for the Patriots, and the stadium is absolutely wild. And I would assume that the stadium will be wild again this week. 67 and sunny, third home game of the year. The Bills are 4-1 coming off the bye. There will be a lot of excitement in the stadium. There'll be a lot of emotion because of that. It's easy to get riled up for a game when the fans are going nuts. But yes, as a Bills team, you need to go out and take care of business this week. And you can't let a team like Miami get any confidence early. Don't let them come in and make plays. You know, if Ryan Fitzpatrick comes in the game, he's going to want to show off in front of his old Orchard Park buddies. And we'll, you know, who knows if he gets that opportunity in this game or not. But you just want to put a team like this away early and not give them any confidence.
Eric Wood on the West Hur Hotline. There could be a Devin Singletary back in the fall. We saw Duke Williams added to the offense. Where do you see this offense going? What do they need to do after looking at them through the bye week, Eric? And where can they go, and what do they need to improve on to get there?
You know, I think what they need to improve on is limiting the turnovers. When you have an absolutely elite defense like they have, you just can't put them in as many bad situations as they have. And they're still, you know, you going into the last game, the Bills were fifth or sixth in the NFL in points given up a game and had the most turnovers in the NFL. And seven of those points came on a blocked punt for a touchdown. So when you consider all that, the Bills defense, which is playing, you know, this isn't earth shattering, I understand, but they're playing so well, you need to limit turnovers. But I also don't want Josh Allen to fall into the trap that he thinks he needs to play so conservative that he can't make plays down the field. So, you know, as Josh gains more experience, make more calculated risks in the passing game, but I honestly see them getting better and better as the year goes on. When you have nine new starters on offense, and I'm really just, you could say eight if you include DeMarco, but a lot of times he's not in the game. When you have nine new starters on offense going into the season, a lot of those guys, you know, have never played in Daboll's scheme before. They are going to keep getting more and more comfortable in the scheme. They should get better and better as an offense. And I don't want to say the sky's the limit and say they're going to put up yards and points like a Kansas City or New England. But I think that they can continue to grow to where the Bills' offense becomes an issue to deal with, just like the Bills' defense.
We have an event coming up next week we want to promote. But before I do that, Eric Wood, also ACC Network commentator. All right, we know Clemson is the best team in the ACC. Who's number two?
I when you texted me this morning, I told you I had a Louisville radio spot this morning. I literally just got asked this question, and it's
funny.
So hard for me to say. Coming into the season, I would have said Syracuse. They returned so much on defense. When Tommy DeVito came in last year, he looked really productive. Now that was later in games. You know, guys are tired. I don't know what has led to Tommy DeVito not having a great sophomore season. I know a lot of it's his offensive line. But in Syracuse's scheme, they get rid of the ball so fast at times that they can't, you know, sometimes that's not an issue. But, you know, even their defense has been pretty underwhelming this year. And I'm not just sitting here picking on Syracuse.
No, I get it. I'm disappointed.
I know it appeals to the Western New York crowd. But, you know, Wake Forest, I would have said going into last week, and then they drop a home game to Louisville. Now they only lose by 3 points. And then Virginia has looked really good at times, and then they lose to Miami, Florida last week, who lost to Virginia Tech the prior week, and Virginia Tech has been awful this year. So it's really tough to say. Different teams have looked it in different weeks, but
oh,
we lost Eric.
I think we lost Eric for a second there. Let's see if we can get him back.
We just
lost you for one quick second there. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just gonna say the next tier of teams below Clemson is probably Wake Forest, Duke, Virginia, Pitt. But, man, on any given week, any of those guys could get beat. And I would love to throw my Cardinals in there, but I don't think that they're in that next tier yet. But in a couple of years, watch out, because Scott Satterfield is a heck of a ball coach.
All right, Eric.
All right, Eric, so let's talk about your event coming up on Monday. It is the Flights and Bites. It's a great time. I've been there. I'll be there again with my wife on Monday night. We love going. Tell everybody about it, what it's for, and how they can take part.
Yeah, so from 6 to 9 p.m. on Monday night at 500 Pearl, we are going to do Flights and Bites. It's an event that benefits the Eric Wood Fund. The Eric Wood Fund is now under Oshii Children's Hospital, and all the money comes in. It goes directly to families in Western New York that have severely ill or disabled children, and we provide experiences like we have a game day suite for Bills games. We do a Christmas program. We do date nights for these parents and get them out of the house with a ride and dinner and all that so they can actually have a date, which coming from a family that had a sick child growing up, I know how rare those can be. So it's always a ton of fun. We have a band coming up from Nashville that's great. And then I don't want to make any promises on how many Bills players and Sabres guys and former Bills players, but there's generally between 25 and 35 pro athletes from in town that come out, and it's a pretty special deal because we'll cap it at 300 people total. So this event generally does sell out. It's a great time for all those involved, and I appreciate all the support over the years for my foundation that has come from Western New York, and that's the reason I kept it in Western New York and didn't bring it back to Louisville with me. I kept my foundation in Buffalo, and it'll stay in Buffalo.
That's awesome. Tickets 716-881-8245. You can call that number and take part and get tickets for Eric Wood's Flights and Bites. Jeremy, I've been to this thing. There are some incredible stuff that people can bid on and get through auction and stuff they give away. It's pretty incredible. And the food is amazing as well, Eric.
Yeah, this year we got some special deals. We have a raffle for a trip to the Dallas Thanksgiving game that includes flights, hotel,
wow,
and tickets to a suite. We have one of the Jack Eichel gold jerseys, which you can't purchase yet to my knowledge, that's signed. We have, I believe, a Josh Allen signed jersey that he will personalize. The one live auction item will be a dinner at Sear with me, and you can bring 7 guests with you, and we'll go after a Bills game, and I'll give you all my off-air commentary on the game. Hopefully it's a bunch of positive feedback. But we have some really cool stuff. Tailgate packages with grills and Yeti coolers and a bunch of really neat stuff.
All right. Thanks, Eric, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.